When storms brew,
the eye wall,
batten down the hatches.
Only one station can get you the right information.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Prepare for Milton Day. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:35 and the latest Milton sustained winds 155 miles an hour, making it a strong Cat 4. It is now moving northeast at 16 miles an hour, so it has spread. It has sped up from last night, where it was about 12 miles an hour. Early this morning, 14. Now it is moving northeast at 16 miles an hour. Landfall probably late tonight, early in the morning in the Sarasota County area, and of course that is all subject to change. Joining us right now, Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith. Good morning and happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Good morning. It's a busy day here in Florida, but we're all ramping up and getting prepared to take care of the citizens in the great state of Florida.
Well, I know it ain't your first rodeo. Between you and your family, you got about 150 years of law enforcement experience, I think.
Yes, sir. I'm pretty fortunate.
Yes, indeed. And so are the people of Bradford County, which includes the city of Stark. And can you give me the a general idea of, you know, the shelters and the schools? Some counties are looking at whether or not they're going to have school on Friday. What's the current status?
Our school's not going to be open on Friday. It is closed. And a lot of that has to do with people having to relocate, moving out of taken out of the area. People that are still cleaning up the storm damage from the last storm that are doing that. And it just creates chaos when people have to worry about child care, what's going to be taking place, trying to get them back. We always try to get schools open as soon as possible and back to normal. But this is kind of unique with the proximity of this next storm coming. And right now, like in Bradford County, we're having shelters open, not necessarily a lot for our locals. There are some medical needs, to make sure they have, electric, people with oxygen tanks and those kind of things. But ours is mainly for the people that are traveling. You know, we're dealing with issues of people running out of fuel. I know our service stations yesterday, most of them are back up this morning. Our emergency management is checking. My wife was in Gainesville at work yesterday. It took her to the third gas station and finally bought premium for her car to get back home. You know, so that's an issue. But I'm amazed. Talking with Greg this morning, same issue here. We've not had the influx of traffic we've had the last 2 days. I'm hoping most people, heeded the governor's warning and their local emergency managements to, hey, if you can, leave. And a lot of people have taken that. They've been through one storm. They've had enough. They realize the importance and the necessity of safety first. You know, in law enforcement in those areas have been ramped up to protect your homes that you're leaving, trying to keep everybody safe, stopping people. You know, we had a team over in Taylor County, Steinhatchee area, and we had to leave there to come back home, relocate a lot of that stuff that's there. So a lot's going on. But I'm going to tell you, being all over this country and in North Carolina a few weeks ago, just before that storm, and talking to some sheriffs from there, you know, Florida, really, thanks to our great leadership, our governor, not just our governor, but our state legislature and the people we've put in office have really, over the years, have really put Florida in a good situation, and people look to us and how to handle these things. And it's bad. It's terrible that what goes on in our community. We have less loss of life. We still receive the damage, but building codes over the years since Andrew has lessened that a lot. So we've done a lot of the things right, and we learn from our errors, and we move forward. And it's all about protecting our citizens and getting them the services that they need as soon as possible.
This one kind of a different challenge for a lot of folks because in the past, you know, if we have an East Coast hurricane, everybody runs to the West and vice versa. This one we knew was going to cross the state, still predicted to be hurricane status when it leaves Florida's East Coast. So that kind of changed the game for a lot of people. Orlando, a safe haven for a whole lot. Heck, they were digging and covering themselves with sandbags yesterday, so they're definitely in harm's way. And then you have a very heavily trafficked 301 that runs right through your county.
We do. And to credit, you know, I got to give credit where it's due. Florida Highway Patrol stepped up and said, hey, can we help run some of the lights? Because you can turn them all on flash and flush out as much as you can, but then you gridlock your locals who are trying to traverse through that, get what they need. So you have to have those stops, let locals get through that back up, and people that know the back roads from Alachua, Baker, Bradford, Union, that area. So we had to, we have to answer calls. Our deputies, we got them out in full force, double staffed, and they're doing everything they can, but they're still having to answer calls. Rep HP called up. I got the phone call, said, Sheriff, how can we help? That come from the governor's office. That came from the FHP director. And within 30, 45 minutes, we had all the assistance we needed with our traffic control from Lawdy up that end of the neck of the woods all the way to Levy County. I know they had some requests in there. They're stepping up to help us. In moving traffic, and traffic is an issue. The next one is trying to get, you know, tanker trucks escorted to get them through to get to these service stations. The next issue, like an electric car, we had an electric car, they just run out of power. Sitting in traffic, runs out of power. You know, in our community, there's not but two locations you can recharge one of those vehicles. It becomes an issue all along the highway, and that's an issue this morning that's being discussed and how they're taking that on.
You've got a couple of large lakes right in your backyard. I think of Lake Hampton, which is a beautiful lake. Is there any worry or concern about flooding there? Because usually, I think, that's a pretty stable lake.
Hampton Lake's a pretty stable lake. We have our Sampson Lake, Santa Fe Lake's up, Kingsley Lake, one of the perfectly round, beautiful lakes. It's up, you know, so a lot of those things are already at high level. Our this morning, discussing with our emergency management, we're expecting in this short period of time from 7 tonight into, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, we could get 2.5 inches. It's lessened for us. As the storm make that little jog south, it's lessened for us, but you still got parts of Alachua, Levy, Gilchrist counties are still in some of the more higher probabilities and what they're going to get. Because water, you know, we've learned, you know, a couple of things in Bradford County. We run from water and we hide from the wind kind of deal, because we get the effects of all the downstream that floods these lakes, and people live in these low-lying areas. Our sandbagging operations have been taking place. We use inmates and we've bagged thousands of bags of sand. We have self-serve stations. We can't leave shovels there anymore. We just ask people to bring their shovels. Sand and bags are provided. Shovels disappear fast. I don't know if they get caught in the wind or what, but they disappear pretty quick. Those sandbagging sites. So those are the little issues we deal with. You know, then when you get the flooding, you know, you got the no-wake zones on the lakes, and people that, you know, after the storm disappears, people want to get on the lake. It's good fishing time. And so we have to be careful with that and creating no-wake zones. Those aspects of it. So it's the little things we see behind the scenes, but we got a great community, a great area. The sheriffs all work together. One sheriff calls another. You know, it's just minutes. We can get resources and help. That's just the way Florida's set up, and the Sheriff's Association, the way our sheriffs work together, our mutual aids, it's phenomenal. And just talking with those sheriffs in North Carolina and Georgia, it's terrible what they're having to deal with.
I can't even imagine having, you know, spent vacation time in those areas and then to see some of the pictures and video of the utter devastation. I mean, you know, pieces of mountains, you know, sliding down. It just, I really feel for the folks up there, and they're going to have quite a challenge ahead of them, aren't they?
They are. And let me tell you, that Sarasota, Tampa area, you know, they're used to storms, but this is a storm. It's huge. It's going to be catastrophic, but the people there are resilient. They've rebuilt. Some of them have rebuilt many times, but they know how to prepare for a storm. They're doing exactly what's being, you know, advised, you know, by the emergency management, and their sheriffs and local law enforcement, fire department. Let me tell you, we've got a great state that people step up and help, that unlike any other place. So that goes all to leadership. That's all about leadership, and that starts at the top.
Well, Sheriff, I went to high school in Punta Gorda, and of course, you know, the stuff that happened as a result of Charlie, and it is a still a very elderly population for the most part. So I'm very concerned that such low-lying area, Charlotte Harbor, the Peace River, it pushing up there, people that have not evacuated in the past might experience something that is going to be devastating to them. So I hope they're heeding the warnings down there too.
And they got nice shelters. They've got great. You know, if you can't get on the highway, go to your your shelter. They've over the years, these shelters have been reinforced and designed to hold these type storms. And if you can't, and I'm telling you, just like here, if you can't get to shelter, call your local law enforcement, emergency management center. Uber has stepped up, Lyft, all those, to get you rides to the shelter now, not when the storm hits. You need to get there now and ride the storm out. It's safer if you can't get on that highway and get out of there. So if you're in that low-lying area, I'm with you. Go there. Take some cards with you. Take your phone, whatever it is. They've got some things to keep you busy.
Great information, great advice. Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith, it is a pleasure connecting with you. Let's stay in touch, and hopefully we'll all get through this together without loss of life.
Thank you for what you do, my friend. We appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. The latest on Milton, wind speeds, arrival time, all of those things. We're going to talk about that and all the other major headlines. We'll try to cover that as well. So don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. 97.3 The Sky.